many blessings to all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is 1 John chapter 3, verse 13 to 18. 1 John 3, 13 to 18. Do not be surprised, my brothers and sisters, if the world hates you. We know that we have passed from death to life because we love each other. Anyone who does not love remains in death. Anyone who hates a brother or sister is a murderer, and you know that no murderer has eternal life residing in him. This is how we know what love is. Jesus Christ laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for our brothers and sisters. If anyone has material possessions and sees a brother or sister in need, but has no pity on them, how can the love of God be in that person? Dear children, let us not love with words or speech, but with actions and in truth. My theme for reflection is real love in action, living out the gospel in truth. Real love in action, living out the gospel in truth. Have you ever felt rejected or unloved, especially by those you once considered close, friends, family, or even your community? It is a painful experience. But the Apostle John speaks to this in his writings. He makes a very important statement. Those who harbor hate are spiritually dead. True life, according to John, is marked by love. To hate is to live in a kind of death, a condition that leaves many feeling empty, frustrated, and disconnected, even if outwardly they seem fine. John reminds us that anyone who does not love remains in death, and anyone who hates another is likened to a murderer, cut off from eternal life. In this passage, we are given a powerful challenge to understand what it means to genuinely love one another. John does not leave room for ambiguity. Love is not merely an emotion or a concept. It is something real and active, shown through what we do and grounded in truth. As followers of Christ, we are called to go beyond mere words and embrace the kind of sacrificial love that Jesus showed when he gave his life for us. The text opens with a sobering thought. Do not be surprised, brothers, that the world hates you. And this hatred is the opposite of the love we are called to demonstrate. The world's rejection of Christ and his followers only underscores how radical and transformative our love should be. This love is not about seeking comfort or convenience. It is about laying down our lives for others, just as Jesus did. Now, laying down our lives doesn't always mean physically dying for someone. More often, it means choosing daily to put others before ourselves, placing their needs and well-being above our own. John gives us a practical example. But if anyone has the world's goods and sees his brother in need, yet closes his heart against him, how does God's love abide in him? This illustrates that real love must be active and tangible. It is the evidence of God's love working within us. This kind of love can be costly. It may require our time, our resources, and even our comfort. It is like a pastor who, despite living on a modest income, chooses to give generously to those in need. This pastor understands that true love is not about what's easy or convenient. It is about sacrifice and a deep commitment to the good of others. As the passage concludes, we are reassured that living out this kind of love strengthens our assurance in the truth. When we love through our actions and in truth, we can be confident that we belong to God. Even when we feel our love is insufficient, we are reminded that God, who knows everything, is greater than our hearts. His love is the foundation that empowers us to love others, even when it is difficult and costly. My dear friends, in today's world, it is easy to offer kind words or say thoughts and prayers without actually taking action. However, the message in 1 John is clear. Real love requires more from us. It calls us to engage, to be aware of the needs around us, and to respond with the resources God has given us. This is especially relevant in our churches and communities, where there are often members in need, physically, emotionally, or spiritually. Our response shouldn't be indifferent or superficial. Instead, we should be deeply invested in the well-being of our Christian family, ready to share our lives and resources in meaningful ways. We are encouraged to reflect on the sincerity of our love. Are we truly living out Christ's love through our actions, or are we satisfied with just talking about it? As John reminds us, true love is not just in word or speech, but in action and in truth. It calls us to make real sacrifices for others, just as Christ sacrificed for us. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, how can you demonstrate real love in your everyday life, moving beyond words to actions that truly reflect the love of Christ? Number two, are there members of your church or community who are in need, and how can you step up to meet those needs in a way that reflects God's love? Heavenly Father, we thank you for the perfect example of love that you have given us in your Son, Jesus Christ. Help us to move beyond mere words and to embody the love you call us to in our daily lives. Give us the strength to lay down our lives for our brothers and sisters, to see their needs and to respond with compassion and generosity. In the name of Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.